Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, The Man with the Mic. Don't forget to like and share this. Please like and share. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wow, I didn't know this, but I guess Kamala Harris was running for president. Who knew? I mean, she's out. At a cost of $25 million, I want to know who donated in the last, like, 2 weeks. I'm going to help her win the presidency. And then, yeah, do you get a refund on that one? No, I don't think so. Don't worry. Tom Stiver's here to save the day. Now, what you don't realize is this, folks. I can't trust any politicians. Tom Stiver may be legit. He may want term limits. He may want all this stuff. But guess what, folks? Trump's doing all that. Trump is draining the swamp. Trump is building the wall. Trump is doing all this. Far left pastor amplifies, you know, because we're getting close to election time. You know, the Christians, you know, she's shaming Christians into voting for Democrats. Trying to push a crazy agenda. Something happened on Black Friday that has the second highest record. I'll get into that because it happened on Black Friday. Another, where was this? This is huge. Because again, innocent spirit as good guy with gun shoots armed students. I want to get into that story. Devin Nunes is suing CNN. I love it. Going to be awesome. It's great. What are we talking about here? Also, Nancy Pelosi, you know, kind of, you know, I mean, this global warming thing's a scam, but we're still in the fight for global warming. If she could get more money being against global warming, trust me, she would find a way. She'd be against it. I'd love to have seen what Democrats would do if Trump came out in support of global warming. Well, my expert said that the Earth is going to end in like 10 years, actually maybe 8, you know, and there's nothing we can do, so whatever. Because if he was supporting global warming, I don't know what the left would do. How can we support global warming? He does. What do we do? A 14-year-old pulls out a gun in Chicago during a dog sale and gets shot in the chest by a real gun. Yeah, obviously the first gun was a pellet / BB gun, so yeah, it was fake. Lieberman on Democrats who opposed the pro-Israel policies basically because Trump seems so strongly in favor of them. If Trump was supporting Turkey, let me tell you, if Trump was for Iran, liberals would have to be for that. We gotta that deal that Obama did, yeah, that was a bad deal. So we're against that now. We support Israel. We stand with Benjamin Netanyahu. That's just, you know, like I said on the program for years, Trump should have been 100% against the wall because all the Democrats wanted it. And he would have cha-ching, we'd have a wall. Well, folks, I'm going to cave with the Democrats on this one. I'll let them have their wall. We'll start building it reluctantly. That much, much more. Welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Michigan made history also. So I'm going to get into that. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whoever not believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. Think about that as going through day to day. Pardon me. But as closer we get to this election and all this stuff going down, you got all these Democrats and all these whatnots and what do we have? What do we have? Let me see here. What do we do? How dare you're a Christian? How dare you support Trump? America's Christians lost the gospel of Jesus, which led to Trump. I'm a Christian, and I've strayed from my Christian ways. And that's why I'm not supporting Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton, you know? Interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. It really is interesting, because you step back and you sit there and you say, I'm not a Christian because I support Trump? Really? See, there's a thing called the Ten Commandments. They're rules that you live by as a Christian. We're not perfect. Perfect people don't go to church. People that mess up and screw up go to church to learn how to better themselves, to be a better person. It doesn't mean you go to church, okay, I'm going to screw up all the time and then go to church. Forgive me. You know. But the whole point here is, I learned this from Bill Clinton, believe it or not. Wow. Learning something from Bill Clinton. We're a nation of immigrants, 100%. But we're also a nation of laws. You have to have laws. That's how people don't get killed every day, because you have laws that say when it's a red light, you stop. When it's a green light, you go. When it's a yellow light, you prepare to slow down. And depending when the yellow light happens, you stop so you don't go through a red light. And what I was taught in driver's ed, when the intersection is clear, then you may go. Go is the left. That's why we have stop signs. We have laws. That's why good people never go on murderous rampages, because we follow the law. What a concept. But, you know, how dare we have borders? Christians should be accepting of everyone. Okay, but then if we're going to be accepting of everyone, no, Jesus sat with the martyrs and the wretched and the poor and the bad off and the people that did wrong things. He wasn't like, yeah, that's my boy right there. No. He loved the sinner, hated the sin. Turn from your wicked ways, my son. That's how it is. That's how it is. But, you know, how dare you? You can't be a Christian and support Trump, because he hates blacks, he hates Jews, he hates Mexicans, he hates Hispanics, he hates Latinos, whatever you want to call them. He hates them all. And you call yourself a Christian and a Trump supporter? That makes no sense, muster. Well, sorry if I believe in a nation of immigrants that also should have a nation of laws. You know, because if you cross the border legally... let me see here. How can that be illegal? What's illegal about crossing the border illegally? I guess that's legal to cross the border illegally. Surrey, is crossing the border illegally legal?
Here's what I found.
It is a crime to enter the U.S. illegally. Thank you, Surrey. He answered my question. Common sense would say that if you... It's in my headphones, so you couldn't hear it, but yeah. If you cross the border illegally, it's illegal. What a concept. Something being illegal is in the name, illegally. But, you know, don't worry, folks. We're anti-Christian because we support Trump because Trump supposedly is a racist hater that doesn't like anyone, that doesn't support anyone once. What Trump is doing is he's proving how worthless this government is, how they don't do anything. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid and all these people have been in D.C. since Reagan was president, blaming Reagan for the problems. And they blamed Bush. But everything was going great when Bill Clinton was in there. Then they blamed Bush, and then everything was great when Obama was in there. And you know how the story goes. You know how that goes. Just keep going and going and going. You know, we can't spend money if Trump's in the White House, but there's Democrats in there. They're like hoarders. Where's the money? Where's the money? They're trying to get every diamond ain't nailed down. See, what a lot of people don't realize is all these Democrats are there with their pockets open, trying to get every dime ain't nailed down. Sort of like having a machine. That can turn sand into gold. Sounds like a great idea. We can turn sand into gold. Yeah, but if it really works and everyone keeps taking and buying and turning sand into gold, imagine if you could produce alchemy. You could make a precious metal out of nothing. How valuable would that be? Some of the Star Wars figures are really valuable because some of them are very rare and they really want them in boxes unopened, untouched, unplayed with. Baseball cards, the older ones are valuable. All these Democrats are there with their hands open trying to get every diamond and nailed down, didn't realize that the more money you produce, the worthless, the more worthless it is. That's the world we live in, though, you know. But that's the world we live in. Enough guns were sold on Black Friday to arm every Marine. What did they have? 202,465 checks. Background checks were done. NICS background checks. National Instant Criminal Background Check System. We're done. That's amazing. And just so you know, there's trillions and trillions of rounds of ammunition, so if gun owners were the problem, you'd know it by now. Like my brother-in-law, Jerry, always says, I hope I'm just shooting at a clay target downrange. And there's little, like, metal ducks. Ping! I don't know if I ever had to confront someone where it was his life or my life. I hope to God I never have to be in that situation. But if I ever am, I hope I'm prepared to do the right thing. I always think about MacGyver. How can I take the situation down? You know, I was always raised, if I have to use a gun, I'll use it. But if the situation can be taken down and the person apprehended or whatever, without anyone getting hurt, good or bad, go for it. You know, if I have to use my gun, so be it. I will. But if I can get away, if it can be resolved without weapons, that's what cops try to do. That's why they get negotiators. You know, when someone wants to kill themselves, you get people that don't want to do it. The cops don't. They want to try to keep this man alive. Okay, he wants to kill himself. Okay, sorry. Yeah, you all heard him. He wanted me to shoot him, so I did. So I'll put that in the report. Yeah, it justifies me killing the man. Plus, I'm a cop, so I can get away with anything because, you know, I'm a cop. No, they try to negotiate, talk the man down, try to get the man help. Yep. Innocent spared as good guy with a gun shoots armed student. No innocents were harmed. No. As a good guy, no innocent people. As a good guy with a gun shoots an armed student Monday morning at Wisconsin's Watsika High School. Yeah, you haven't really heard much about that incident, have you? Well, why would the media be all over a story where a good guy with a gun ends abruptly because of a good guy with a gun? If you have an active shooter and a guy takes a gun and ends it before anyone else is killed, how's that going to fit their narrative? It's not going to fit their narrative. We can't, they can't, that's, where is this? Why isn't this front page news? Why isn't CNN spending, they're not, because no one was injured. The guy that was the bad guy with the gun was taken out by a good guy with a gun. What a concept. What a concept. It's you don't want to see anyone die, but hey, if the good guy with the gun won, that's why you will not hear this on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, but you will hear it on Breitbart. You will hear it on conservative talk. You will hear it here. It's like if you go back to that they have a fake college or whatever that people signed up for from, you know, that the Homeland Security did so they could ICE and all this stuff. That was started in the Obama administration. But everyone's like, look at Trump. Trump and his administration started a fake university so they could get students thinking they're signing up. And they weren't. And then they were illegally... Yes, that's fixing my equipment live, folks. That's what we do here in the program. But that's how it is. Yeah, those of you listening around the world on the air, I'm fixing my equipment. But that's how it is, folks. This world we live in. And they try to blame everything on Trump. Because Trump is evil. Because he built this fake college to get people to accept. And then when they accepted the invitation, Obama started that. Obama did that. You didn't do that. You didn't build that. Obama did. You know, everyone would be for stimulus packages if Obama was behind it. But if Trump wanted a stimulus package, nope. And there are some people that say that because of some of these people that are in certain classifications of disability, and I'm doing research on this one because there are some people that are in certain classifications of disability, they're being told that now I'm going to have a part-time job because I have to work some because I'm going to lose a chunk of my benefits under Trump. And I'm like, if you can technically work at all, then you should. Even if it's 20 hours a week or whatever. That's how it is. That's this world we live in, you know. We need to... It's the world we live in, folks. And that's key. But this... It's just crazy. It's just... there are things that... Like Joe Biden's malarkey. No malarkey. How many kids are going to get malarkey? You hit a home run with that one. Don't worry, Joe. So that was that guy in that Iowa cafe would have been like, hey, I'm a Trump supporter. Nice try. And nope. I wish you would have, like, given Joe crap. But still, it's funny because, like, he's, like, totally fucking ignoring Biden. It's great. I'm a Trump supporter. Nice try. Nice try, but nice try. Nice try. That's where we live in, folks. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do because I want to support Biden, but I don't know what malarkey means. And he said no. You know, Trump said, you know, Obama said yes, and Biden said no. I don't know what to do. Mom. Of course, they're screaming at the top of their lungs because they're living in the basement. What's malarkey mean? Because Biden's against it, and I want to make sure that I support that. Probably think it's some made-up word. Yeah, I think when remember... This will date me, but when they had the Super Dave show and they had, like, sniglets, words that were, like, not real. This is one word that I believe is honestly made up. It's called global warming. Yes, folks, it is. Global warming is made up. Here, I want to do something real quick. Is global warming a made up word? I asked if it was a made-up word, and it goes, global warming versus climate change. There's no climate change, Nancy Pelosi, but she assures the UN, which I'm against 100%, that we're still in the fight. We're going to fight global warming. I bet you $100 if someone offered her more money to be against global warming, she'd... Okay. Where do I sign up? What do I tell the... Oh, they won't remember 2 weeks ago as for global warming. Yesterday. Yeah. It's all about money. I don't care. You need to get some expert to come out with global warming and say, like, well, hair sprint, like, any type of hair is dangerous to the environment. So if you support, you know, you need to get experts out there making up all kinds of heresy stuff. Like, yeah, You should have no hair in your body at all if you support global warming because hair is bad for the environment because it sucks. It sucks all the oxygen out of the air, which is bad. If you support global warming, you should never fly, drive a car or anything. You should never have any electric on. You should be like the Amish. The only thing is you can't use candles because they're bad for the environment too. I mean, really, folks, we're in to fight global warming. No, you're just in to try to catch a paycheck. How are you cashing in there? How is Nancy Pelosi, how are people making money off of global warming? That's what I want to know. Explain that to me. No, they'll get a phony company that fights global warming, and what they'll do is they'll take that phony company, and guess what? Yeah, that's right. They'll use it to launder their money. It'll be some offshore. It won't be in the States. That way all this illegal money that they make from all this soon. But seriously, folks, what does the government solve? What problem they solve? Well, as Tom Stiver, there are going to be time limits on this. You know, you're going to have term limits. You're going to have this. You're going to have, it's time. America is we the people, not we the government. Yeah, the we the people thing, that came back under President Trump. Okay? Yeah. He's joining the swamp. You're about election late and election short there, Tom. Nice try there, buddy. Nice try. It's like these, and that's what really gets me. When you have these, I could see if Nancy Pelosi was going out on behalf of President Trump who supported global warming, then I could see, okay, yeah. No, but when you have the majority of the people don't believe this lie, just go back. I think it's 77 or 72. There was a Time magazine cover that said, a liberal magazine, by the way. You know, here we go. Another ice age is coming. You know, but she's not. She just, well, I support global warming. Write the check out to Nancy Pelosi, okay? Write the check out to me. Because global warming's not real, but I'm going to cash in. Because I'm going to invest in these phony fake companies that we're going to use to launder our money. That's what these politicians do. They have all these charity organizations that they donate money to write off as a tax write-off. And then they go on a vacation, a lavish, extravagant vacation, then they speak on behalf of that charity. So not only is the charity paying for that vacation trip, which is the money that she put in there so she could get it as a tax write-off, she's getting paid for it at the same time. I want to start a fake charity organization. It's going to be an org, and I'm just going to put money in there. It's a tax write-off. And embezzle millions, just like all these politicians do. They get away with it. They shouldn't get away with it. They should be held accountable like every other American. A 14-year-old pulls gun during dog sale, gets shot in the chest. Folks, I hope your kids are watching this and make sure they're not idiots. I'm going to pull out a pellet gun and I'm gonna take the dog and just run without having to pay or nothing. Not this kid takes his BB gun, pellet gun, strikes his 21-year-old in the head, doesn't realize that the 21-year-old girl is carrying a gun, a real one, and shoots her. The evidence is not in yet, so we don't know like how they met, how they communicated, if it's through Craigslist or Facebook, but I guess I'm gonna get a free dog. I'm going to rob a bank with a candy bar. And then, yeah, go ahead, rob a bank with a candy bar in your jacket pocket, making it look like it's real, because someone's going to have there's going to be a law-abiding citizen that's going to, okay, I got to save the day here, because this is about to go south. He's going to rob a convenience store for a candy bar with a candy bar. And then get shot in the process by a law-abiding citizen who's doing his best to protect not only himself, but everyone around him. You know, you don't just drive your car. You drive. That's why when there's times where I've seen semis kind of going like this, I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay behind or whatever, because I don't want to, because I got to drive his vehicle too, so I don't get hit. I mean, this is what gets me. Investing it right, I could retire on $25 million. And that's what Kamala Harris spent on her failed campaign. $25 million. Where'd that money come from? If she got that money, if that was her cash only, where did she get that from? And if you donated to her account, you better be asking for a dang refund. Hey, I invested in this business. It failed. Where's my money back? I'm an investor in this company. You guaranteed me returns on my investment. Oh. Investing in a politician like this is like getting someone coming to your door trying to sell you something that's too good to be true. And then by the time you realize it, oops, too late. Where are we at, folks? Where are we at? We're about just under 29 minutes left in the program. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like and share. I do have PayPal. This cord was almost $30. I mean, this stuff's not cheap. When it goes, it goes. Decorate my stuff, man. You want to donate, you want to help out, feel free. The PayPal link is always there. Don't forget to comment. Don't forget to like, share. Don't forget to sad, angry, whatever, wow, haha, laugh, whatever. Let us know you're there. You can always comment even after the video. So, you know, you can say, hey, what about this or whatever. Kind of fun. Wow. Star Wars actor Billy Dee Williams has described himself as gender fluid, explaining that he believes himself as both masculine and feminine. Billy Dee Williams. That's right, folks. Of course, if you diss his gender fluidity, you're racist. So is he sort of like Caitlyn? They had like a history thing, and it's just sad because when you watch it, it has Bruce Jenner commenting on like these things about the history of this country, and I'm like, Bruce Jenner, what happened to you, my friend? Or she friend, or whatever. Wow. Protesters in China defy communists, just like you, Hong Kong. Protesters in southern Guangdong province, China, reportedly chanted Hong Kong protest slogan amid a police assault. There's actually, on a Breitbart page, there is a Portland protest that showed them with a Chinese flag, and there's a Hong Kong protest with an American flag. Are you kidding me? People in this country, well, like Colin Kaepernick, he stands with Cuba and stuff. You realize how oppressed those people are? How the government runs 100% of their life? Not really. I don't get it, man. It's crazy because these people like wave Chinese flags like it's so great. Well, what I say to anyone that's liberal watching, okay, what's keeping you here? Why don't you move to China, North Korea, Cuba? If it's so great, why don't you move? We're not keeping you here. No one, this is not North Korea. You're free to move about the country. You can leave. We will help you pack, and if you cannot afford, that's what we'll do. We'll help you pack if you can't afford someone to help you move. We'll even help you get the most for your electronics and stuff that are not going to work in the other countries. Good old Americans. That wave communist country flags. Thinking it's so great. I'd walk. Dude, if I went to a protest, people started like, are you Trump supporter? I'm like, yes, I am. Guess what? You win. You know what? I don't care. I'm a Trump supporter. You win. Ding, 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 ding. You win the argument because I don't care. I don't care. Don't worry because Pierre Delecto says there's nothing to see there as I saw no evidence of Ukraine meddling in 2016 elections. Since Pierre Delecto said it, it has to be true. Pierre Delecto. I mean, heck, 60 Minutes grilled the YouTube CEO, why aren't you censoring more people? Well, when we mean censoring, okay, it's anybody that's conservative, anyone that's pro-Trump, anyone that's pro, you know, see, what the government really wants is us to have, like, North Korea, where we only have state-run media, where you can only see what the government wants you to see, everything is highly censored, that's what the liberals want. Because how are they going to stay in power? See, these politicians are like Kim Jong-un, killing uncles and aunts and stuff so that he's guaranteed to be the dear leader, the one in power. That's what they want. Interesting, you know, and that's how it is. That's how it is. This world we live in, where you have, I don't understand. Someone wants to try to explain it to me, go right ahead, you know. If that's what's going on in this world, that's why I'm taking my time, because I don't understand it. All these people waving communist flag, well then go to their country if you think it's so much better. Go to Cuba. Anywhere they can put, they'll put an American flag. We stand for freedom. If you think the U.S. is oppressive, so compared to what? Oh, wait, you think it's... Go to North Korea if you think oppressive U.S. is that bad. Go to North Korea, go to Cuba, where they won't let you leave, where they tell you what you can eat. They tell you what your job is. It's crazy. Amazing. Amazing. But that's just where we live in, folks. That's why I do this conversation, try to wake people up, because everyone just has this ideal belief that, oh, don't worry. I mean, I can see if these kids were getting in a boat and go, I'm rowing to Cuba. It's going to be better than in America. Just go to that little Cuba in Miami. And why are you guys risking life and limb to come here? I'm just wondering. It's crazy, it's scary, but that's the way this world is. I mean, I wish we had people that stood up for something. Instead of, well, we're going to flip-flop our answer every time we get Trump's for the wall, so we have to be against it now. Well, you were for the wall. I can't keep it straight with these. That's what this world wants. That's what these folks, they don't want you to know what they think. They don't have any. If Trump hasn't proven how waste of space these people are because he flip-flopped their answer every 5 seconds, That's the thing truth. They're for the wall. They're against the wall. They're for the wall. They're against the wall. They'd be against global warming if Trump was for it. That'd be for sure. That'd be for sure. Legalize it and they will come. Michigan celebrates first legal day of purchases. They sold $221,000 worth of sales in just the first day. That's, yeah. If it was legal 100% and it was massively abundant, it'd go down. I just can't wait to see what this legal hemp, how long is it going to be before we can start seeing some textiles, have some jeans, maybe get like Old Navy to have their jeans made from hemp. Maybe get some of these, like the Banana Republic, to make their jeans from hemp. Whatever the case may be, or Wrangler. Yes, 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 yes. It's a proud day for me to see. I think it'll get to a day in my lifetime where it's like, wow, so like, you know, you'll be able to have like a bag, like a gallon size Ziploc bag filled to the brim with buds and everything like that, but like $2, okay. It'll be interesting. I think I got a caller. Let's see if he's there. Not disconnected. We'll see. But it's gonna be interesting because, you know, I always joke, but it's kind of a serious joke. I've always wanted to open up IHOPs. Come hungry, leave hungrier, you know? And I'm a conservative, you know, have like fungus, you know, have like, you can eat here. Do you have anyone that can drive you home? You ain't gonna walk when you're done with this California bud salad. Can I get a Northern Light Souffle? Yeah, we have two types of sour diesel cake. One that's more CBD, one's more THC. You know, that'd be cool. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how this evolves. Because like I tell people all the time, if you look at Michigan, everyone in line to do, I can buy it legally. Cha-ching. Now your best bet is like, especially like in a lot of these states, if you know someone that grows it, that you're buddies with, because I know someone in Colorado that can buy it off a friend who grows it way cheaper. Like they say in Colorado, if you know where to go, the black market is still, and you can get the same stuff in the dispensary, just way cheaper. And a lot of those black market stuff, they can, okay, what are you looking for? I can get Girl Scout cookie, no problem. Way cheaper than the dispensary price. You know, and I'm actually going back to school. Cannabis Training University. Yes, sir. I'm going to be a... Yep, that's what I'm doing right now. It's fun. A lot of the stuff I knew, but that's what a lot of people don't realize. Like, if you want to be a bud tender or something like that, or open your own shop or whatever, it's a lot of work. You know, that's why I hate these stupid videos. Because they always try to make out, like cannabis is so bad and all stuff. Like, oh, you think being a bud tender is going to be smoking pot all day on a couch with Cheech and Chong? No. A bud tender is getting there. Okay, you got to count all the money from the night before. You got to count all the inventory, all the stock, weigh everything. Got to do inventory before and after. And in some states, I don't know how Michigan is. I need to delve into the laws more, because like in Colorado, if you cut a flowering to clone, okay, you got to give that new flower clone a new name, new identity, because it is regulated from stem, from seed to stem to sale. Okay, well, you should have gotten 5 ounces of oil out of that plant when you extracted it. You got 4. What happened to the other ounce? Unless you can prove you only got 4 ounces. You know. But, yeah. It's huge. But, I mean, that was the first day of sale. And I don't think they had that many. It's interesting. It's very, 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 very interesting. I think it's going to be positive going forward with all this. But, I mean, that's the big thing. People, you know, and doing this class, you learn about things. You have to know about the products. You have to know about them and learn about them. And, you know, a lot of people will do, know, and, you know, at least if it comes to what you have in the shop, let people know what it is. No, okay, this is a blue cheese. Okay, well, this is a 80-20 hybrid, and this is what's going on. This is what it is. It's interesting. And but they have all these, well, you think you're just going to smoke all day and just lounge about because you're a pot tender, you know. How many people like me are sitting there and going, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm probably the only person that like, well, with this hemp bill, when are we going to start seeing fabrics and clothes? When can I start getting hemp drumsticks? Those would be incredible. Those things would be like 10 times stronger than oak. They'd be long, you could have like a fiber, like the length of the, it'd be great. I can't wait, you know, and it's not all about CBD. Yeah, I mean, it's more versatile. Cannabis to me is more versatile than just the plant itself. And I think what they're doing now, before I get into the Premier League, is they've known it. All this stuff about cannabis, they've known for years. They're now just finding the scientific part of it out. They're finding out that this is the proponent that helps with nausea. This is a proponent that does pain and all these whatever, you know. So that's how it is. I think they're just finding out a lot about what's going on. You know, scientifically, they're able to prove, okay, this is the chemical compound that causes this or causes that. 1 second, folks. It's very interesting to see down the road. But I think a lot of it they've known, but it's just, it's kind of neat that now it's starting to come to fruition. So they're able to take and go forward with it and say, hey, this helps with glaucoma. This is the part that helps with the glaucoma. This is the part that helps with inflammation and all this stuff. So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. I'm like, when I can, I do the classes and watch all the videos and do all that. So it's interesting. I got tons of ebooks I want to try to download and do all that stuff. So it's going to be cool to see how this works moving forward. So, yeah, I'm in pot college, whatever. Yeah. And they did it so that they wanted people that had knowledge and they weren't like, you know, oh, so like, yeah, I want to be a bud tender so I can just sit behind the counter and tweak out on some edibles all day. Yeah, in the dispensary, are we going to be like playing like psychedelic stuff? Or is it going to be like Bob Marley and the Grateful Dead 24/7 and like, I am a ganja farmer? You know, whatever. You know, are we going to be playing Peter Tosh all day and, you know, Rusted Root? And no, you're there to help people. So what are you dealing with? What can does your doctor know you're doing this? Well, of course, you got a recommendation, okay? But, you know, make sure he knows what you're, you know, of course, you know, and okay, take it and see how your body reacts. So, you know. And I think it will start to get more accepted. So. It's not like in 93, 94, hey, I went to own a dispensary because it wasn't even a thought, you know, because it was so dangerous back then, even though it was actually so beneficial. I want to move on now to some English Premier League, and thank you so much for tuning in. What a show we got for you, the Premier League. There's a lot of people talking Ollie out, and I will get into my yes and no on that, because I agree, but I disagree. And, well, how can you, that's a fit, you can't agree and disagree. Well, Mourinho had more points than Ollie did when he was canned. When Mourinho was canned, he had more points than Ollie does right now. We can't, as a club, we're barely beating relegation side teams. Something needs to, if we keep Ollie, that's fine, but we need to get someone, then he needs to step up and be a man and say, okay, Phil Jones, Ashley Young, Marcus Rashford, gotta go. Bye. See ya. Pogba wants to be gone. Get him out of here. Who are you replacing? This is who I want. We need a director of football yesterday. I mean, if you get Pochettino to come in, let's say, to be our manager, whoever you get to come in there, where's our director of football? I want to have someone. I'd love to have someone that they're considering for the job if they're going to get rid of Ollie. Okay. Before I accept this job, you will have a director of football I approve in place. When you have Ollie saying, well, there were players out there that wanted to come here. That excuse that I had I could spend as much as I wanted to, but this is, I got who I wanted. So you didn't want Bruno Fernandes? He wanted to come here. I mean, the problems I see with the club, okay, Pogba doesn't want to be here. He should have been, okay, if he doesn't want to be here, then he needs to go and get someone to replace him. I feel like Lukaku left. No one replaced him. You need to get someone that has some balls. I don't care. I'll go in. I think Ollie, the problem he has is I have a football career credentials. I have nothing to back up to where I can leave Manchester United and go anywhere. So he has to kind of zip his mouth. Well, I can't say anything because I can't go off, because if they let me go because I go off, guess what? I don't have the credentials to go anywhere, because it's not like I have, okay, I have Premier League titles, or I have champions, or I've won hardware as a player, but not as a manager. Because we do need a director of football. There's things that have to change, and the manager has to say, hey, why aren't we getting this? Why do I feel like we have tons of people? Saying one thing and doing something else. I feel like they're not going to spend the money. I don't see Ollie being the right person for the job. Just, it wouldn't matter. I mean, the only way I could see he's the right, okay, if they would have spent money and gotten, if they would have gotten the Deadwood out, and got, if they would have gotten, like, Ashley Young, Phil Jones, Marcus Rashford, and, you know, those three gone. And Lukaku left, and they brought in four good players. And Diddy, and like a Bruno Fernandes. Then we can say, okay, we got five top-class players that came to United, and Ollie can't do anything with these five top-class players. Then we can say, well, maybe he is the issue, because these guys have dominated. They know what it's like to win at the highest levels. They have Champions League titles. They have Bundesliga titles. They've won the Coupe de la Reine, the players that he would have gotten in. Well, we have a crap load of Deadwood. We have a ton of players that are junk. And how can Ollie do anything with that? You can't see, in my opinion, his true potential. But then you gotta see what the players he has. I think he was an experiment. And I think they should have used him to buy time. To get a great manager, to get someone in that was amazing. Got about 60 seconds left in the program. One, thank you so much for tuning in to the program. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Thank you. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like and share. I've got a comment button down there. Please, 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 please keep my wife in your prayers. Please do that. Keep Brother Campbell in your prayers too. Please, thank you so much all for tuning in. And remember, with a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday coming up, good night, and God bless all. Goodbye.